The primary purpose of the Matter Over Mind experience is to educate, and it doesn't constitute advice or services. Before making any changes, please consult a medical or dietary professional. Nutrition, gut health, mental health, hormones, and so much more. These all play roles in sustainable weight management. So, I scour the globe for top experts in fitness, health, and weight loss to bring to you this podcast. So take a seat and enjoy the ride. Hey, 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 welcome back to the Matter Over Mind experience. I'm your host, Master Trainer, and weight management expert, Narado Zico Powell. And today, I have for you Mason Benderwald. For over 20 years, Mason has helped build top fitness companies and coach trainers to become on-camera fitness stars. He's crafted the innovative, I love this program, buddies. I know, get ready for it, right? Said P90X. I know you heard of it. And I've done P90X so many times in my life. Absolutely fantastic product. It's actually a fantastic program. And of course, at the end, we're going to have a hack of the episode for you. And it's how can we create a community in this digital world? Now, stop and just think about that for a second. Like, how can we create a community in the digital world? What we're really saying is, we tend to be all over the place, right? And there's a lot going on. And sometimes we feel like we're just constantly busy. But the world has become a lot smaller than it was before. And how can you create that community in this now smaller world that we have? Mason's going to have some really good information to break that down for us. And with that being said, let's welcome into the show. Hey, Mason, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Zico.
Thank you for being here, man. With that being said, tell my audience about yourself.
Well, I'm in Los Angeles at the moment. We're getting a lot of rain here, but we need it, just not all at once. But I was born and raised in New York City, and I went to the High School of Performing Arts, and I started off as an actor and a dancer. And that is so much of what influenced what I do with the fitness industry today. And a lot of people go like, what does acting and dancing have to do with fitness? Well, that's part of the conversation, but it is very much based in the idea that you need to entertain, not just tell me how many push-ups to do.
I love it. I love it. Don't just tell me, drop and give me 50. Because really and truly, one of the reasons why a lot of people quit workout programs is it just gets too hard and they hate it. You know, not everybody's at maybe you're, I don't know how often you train, but I love training. I train basically every day. If I'm not weightlifting every day, I'm doing something. I absolutely love training. Yeah. And, you know, but for most people, that's not the same experience. So if you enjoy it, it is completely different. So I like how you kind of lay that out for us.
Now, Zico, you're a trainer, first of all. Like that's not the audience. The audience is the person who hires you because they're not a trainer. They're working at an office. They're driving a truck. They're doing something else, but they don't have the lifestyle you have. And so when they show up, they don't need you. They don't need a trainer. They go to a trainer because they want to be motivated. And I'll give you some credit right at the beginning of the show is you started off with this great radio voice and you're going like, oh, get ready for it. You're not going to believe this guy. That's entertainment, my friend. And so when you're in front of the camera, when you're on a microphone, when you have an audience, and that audience can be a party of one, you have to entertain. That is the job. And I like to say, I don't care about fitness. And everybody's like, record scratch. This guy directed P90X. He doesn't care about fitness. Yeah, this is true. I don't care about fitness. What I care about is keeping people entertained. Your job is fitness. And if I can teach you how to unlock your talents in front of the camera, and that's the hard transition, is going from in gym or one-on-one to talking to a lens. If I can get you to unlock your talent, then the people start showing up on a regular basis. And then the byproduct is results. And if you get results, people start telling other people, and that's how you get popular and make money and so on. So you're on the right track already, Zico, with your having fun just with your voice on the microphone. The next set of tools is learning how to do all of the things that we don't know how to do on camera when there's not an audience there.
Wow, I love it. There's this ad on TV. This is actually, I still don't know her name. And she's just walking. And she's like, I've been on countless movies, but I bet you don't know my name. But she said, at the end, she said, but I bet you remember my performance.
Ah, see, that's it. Maybe. And that's what we remember. We connect to people. We connect to experiences. Very few people are going to go to a workout and say, well, they might say, oh my God, I just had this incredible workout with this guy named Zico. You got to come try it. But when they say workout, they mean experience. What happens when we have a great experience is the workout seems fun. It seems you or the next 1,000 trainers I talk to are not going to teach me more than probably one thing that I don't know about fitness. And I don't really want to. My goal is not to learn about fitness. My goal is to be fit. I'm in my 50s. I want to be fit. So I keep doing things that entertain me while I get cardio, while I'm stretching, while I'm doing muscle. I use a VR headset. I do a lot of VR exercise these days. I use a treadmill with an experience while I'm climbing Mount Everest. I'm going to go play pickleball this afternoon. I want to have fun when I'm doing my fitness. I'm not a kinesiologist. I'm not somebody who's interested in becoming a trainer. When you are, then you got to learn about fitness. But otherwise, it's the trainer's job to make it fun for me so that I don't think about it. I just want to come back the next time. I just want to keep showing up. And that's what you want to, because then you keep getting paid and then your clients get results.
That is so true. Thank you so much for breaking that down, my friend. And now that's leading to my next question, because we're talking about like in front of the camera, right?
Yes.
So why is talent in front of the camera important? But I'm going to add to this.
Yeah.
How can someone also become a better trainer on camera?
Yeah. So this is where I really excel. And I'll give you a couple exercises that you and I can do together and that any of your listeners that are trainers that want to get in front of the camera. This is the number one thing that 99.9% of trainers do when they first go from the classroom situation to on camera. Tell me if you've heard this or seen this before, Zico. Okay, I'm a trainer and here we go. Hey, what's up, everybody? All right, we're going to do a great HIIT workout today.
That's like all the time.
Right. And you can't clap your hands and yell to a camera lens for a number of reasons. The first one is there's one person listening to you at a time. And when you say everybody, and I'm at home alone for whatever reason, there's a lot of reasons. One of the big reasons is that sometimes I don't feel comfortable in a gym situation because I don't feel like I fit in with everybody. So I'm at home alone. The best trainers understand that, and they want their clients at home to feel seen. And all you have to do, this is magic, is eliminate guys and everybody from your vocabulary. What's up, guys? I'm Mason, and we're going to work out. Nope. Stop yelling at an audience. Start talking to one person. That's number one when you get in front of a lens.
Number one, talk. I like that. That's a really good one. I think about that. You're talking to one person. I hear it all the time. Okay, buddy, let's get ready. We're going to do this. But I guess they're thinking of the pumping it up factor. Yeah. But like you say, you should be talking to one person instead of yelling at an audience, where most of the time you're talking to one or two people at a time.
It's very different. And that's the thing is, and most people are not trained. I'm one of the few people that I know that train this is when you're in a gym, you've been trained by gym owners and you're working in usually a group situation, or you're working one-on-one where there's feedback and you're a bit of a therapist and you're a bit of a friend and all this other stuff. When you're on camera, you don't have that feedback. You don't have the music. And so you have to learn how to connect with somebody as if they were there with you. And that's very hard because everything is on the trainer. They don't have anybody looking at them. I'm looking at when I'm talking to you, Zico, I'm not looking at my screen. I'm looking at my lens, because that's the number two thing, is that you want people to see your eyes, because we connect that way. That's how you see somebody's, that's how you feel like somebody's really looking and thinking that you're concentrating on them. If I'm doing this and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's cool. And I've been working and been doing this for a long time, or I'm staring at myself and going, yeah, you know, it's been great working in the fitness industry. It is not the same as this. This makes all the difference. And it's not easy to do. I'm staring at a piece of glass when I do this, but I've trained myself, because it's what I ask of my trainers, is to learn how to connect while looking at an inanimate object. It's there's skill to it.
So what I'm hearing from the first two examples you've given me, it really comes down to connection. And instead of, like you said, yelling to an audience, you connect with the person that you're with, or connect to the audience that's watching you. And also, you know, looking at them eye to eye contact, that's absolutely powerful. Because when I did P90X, honestly, yeah, I always felt like Tony was talking to me.
Yes.
Like, every single time, I really felt like he was talking to me. And I would do his other programs because I developed that connection with Tony. Even though other people would have other programs, I said, no, I want to stay with Tony, because I felt that connection with him.
Well, the thing that we did in P90X, I'm going to give myself credit. The thing that I did with P90X is very different than anything before, because prior to P90X, you know, there was like Billy Blanks. He was probably the biggest breakout star, but it was really like the Jane Fonda of the time. And it was very, she made a huge contribution to the industry, of course, but I was just ready to break the mold. And it was all very perfect and pastel and synchronicity. That's not what I was going to say, but you know what I mean? It was like perfect. And P90X was supposed to be gritty and raw. Like those were part of the marketing points. And so as a director, as a creator, I was not interested in fitness. So I was like, how do I make this fun for myself? How do I make this more interesting? And so I told the company, I said, look, I'm going to do everything differently. Since you're saying it's different, I want to do everything different. And luckily the CEO said, all right, go for it. And so I broke all the rules. I broke the third wall. The biggest thing that I did, which is not a big deal at all today, of course, but back then it was, I said, we're going to rehearse, but then we're only going to do one take. And the producers at the company said, wait, what are you talking about? That's not how we do it. We don't rehearse. We do multiple takes. And I said, no, I'm going to rehearse so that Tony knows the story and the characters, so that there is a lot more going on than just fitness, so that it's fun to watch, so that there's things that are happening that are an experience. And they're like, yeah, but why are, so fine, you're going to rehearse a bit, but why are you can't do it in one take. That's not, we do it in safety so that everything's right. And I said, no, the reason why we're going to do it in one take is because if this is extreme, I want to tell the story of how hard it really is. And the only way to do that story is to see people failing, is to see people, you know, struggling through that 13th pull-up. It's to see the sweat on the ground. It's to see the tears. It's to see the anguish. And that was probably my biggest contribution to it. And of course, everybody does everything in one take today, because we just do things with our phones and so on. But that was a huge reason why it was so successful, is because you saw the human story. You saw it play out. You saw the lead interacting with the storyline of the characters behind the scenes too. So that was a big piece of it. And that made community, and that made you feel more connected. And it's why people, you know, today you want a new workout every day. Back then you did P90X for years. It was only 13 videos, and people did those videos over and over and over again because they were not bored.
I'm just saying I'm one of them. That's the reason I'm raising my hand. I wasn't cutting you off at all. I promise.
No. I know. Like that, I was giving you that virtual high five back.
I take it, my friend. I'll take it. Now we're talking. So with all this wonderful information you're giving us, I'm curious about something because I've been hearing this about brick and mortar gyms and how they may not survive. We have more, you know, home offerings and stuff like that. So what's your thought on that?
Well, it's a great question. And what has happened, obviously, is that through the pandemic and just through the fact that video has gotten more accessible, both, you know, streaming and the equipment, is that online training is never going away. It's going to get bigger. But almost everybody should be adopting a hybrid approach. If you're already in person or brick and mortar, you really need to adopt some sort of video because it future-proofs you as well. So it's a rainy day. It's, you know, whatever happens. They're like out here in California, there's a mudslide and you have to close your gym for a few days or something. You don't want to lose your customers. And it's an incredibly powerful marketing tool. What we're doing right now, Zico, you have a show, you're a personal trainer, but you have a show, you're using video as well as audio. It helps build your brand. So everybody should have it. It's not going away, but people like myself, most people love a community aspect. They like to, I'm going to go play pickleball after our interview. And I love pickleball because of the community aspect. It's high-fiving people, it's smiling, it's telling jokes, and I'm getting a workout at the same time. So that's not going to go away. People love to go into the gym. People love to have a one-on-one experience and a culture as well as a community that goes with it. So those are my predictions for 2023 and beyond.
I definitely agree with you though, because like I said, it's not going away. And especially with COVID, we've seen now where more people have gravitated towards, you know, home programs and stuff like that. So I definitely do agree with you. And I see where you're coming from with that. Now, with that being said, because we're keeping on the same wavelength, we're going to ride the same wave. Yes. Let's talk about fitness production. How can we get started with fitness production?
So if you're a trainer looking to get online, it is not complicated. I mean, today, so you've got three major components for the production side of things: video, audio, and lighting. Just three things, and none of them are expensive. The first one that everybody thinks about is video, but I'm going to tell you that audio is more important. You're using a good microphone. I'm using a good microphone. Night and day, the difference between if I was just using my computer, for instance. And when I was in film school many years ago, a teacher pulled in two monitors and said, okay, everybody, we're going to watch monitor A. We watched it. Exact same program on monitor B. Show of hands, who liked program A better? One person raised their hand. Who liked program B better? Everybody's hand went up. And we're all sitting there like looking at each other like, why? It was the same program. And the professor says, do you know why that is? Says the exact, and we're like, was there something different going on in the program? He goes, nope, exact same program. He played him again, and then the light bulb went off. Program A, the one that we didn't like, had scratchy audio, but a perfect picture. But we could only hear like every other word. It was like, hey. And program B had scratchy video, but perfect audio. And I'll never forget that. That is like decades ago. That was so clear that audio helped us fill in the blanks better than video did. You know, you hear a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, apparently the audio, better audio, is worth even more. So I've never forgotten that. So back to your question about what do? First thing you do is you get a lavalier microphone. It's called a wireless microphone today. You can get one that works. There's for $100, $200 maybe. You plug it into your smartphone and then you clip it on close to your mouth. When I see people talking into microphones like this, it drives me crazy. It's not about that. It's about just having it close to your mouth. They're designed to go on here. So you put that on. And then the next thing is use your smartphone. If you haven't upgraded your smartphone recently, upgrade. The cameras are amazing. The reason why my picture is so clear is because I'm using my phone as my camera lens. I'm not using the computer. The computer is actually a far cry from how the power of your camera phone. So first thing, lavalier microphone, wireless microphone. Second thing, use the highest setting of video on your camera phone. So like most cameras will go up to 4K if it's a new one, set it up to 4K. And then the third thing is lighting. So if you're working out, you need head to toe, full body, you need to have good, even lighting. And the best way to do that is, like, I've got windows behind me, but the way my desk is set up, I'm using two ring lights. You can see the light on my hand is nice and clear. So that, but I'm not in a big room going head to toe. If I was, I would face my window and open it up because that's good natural light. And that's the easiest way without buying any lights. So those three things, you are set to do some great production.
That's fantastic information that people don't really pay attention to.
I know. They don't go to film school. That's the thing. It's like, right? Well, if you're a trainer, you don't care about production. It's the same thing. Like, just tell me how to get it set up. I don't want to think about it too hard. There you go. 1, 2, 3, and you're off to the races.
That's all right. Thank you for sharing that. I can use that in my work as well. So thank you so much for helping me out here, my friend. And with that being said, your boy is up on the Hack of the Episode. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? It flies when you're having fun, right? So let's talk about NutriSense. See, according to the CDC, 41.9% of the U.S. population have obesity, making it a public crisis. You see, NutriSense combines cutting-edge technology and human expertise so you can see how your body responds to different food, exercise, stress in real time. See, by pairing a CGM, which is a continuous glucose monitor, with their app and expert dietitian guidance, NutriSense can help you reach your health and fitness goals. Now, some of the key benefits for their members are like weight loss, stable energy throughout the day, better sleep, understanding which foods are good for them, and controlling cravings. See, I've worn a CGM and I usually wear it for about 2 weeks at a time, a few times throughout the year, just to understand what my body does. And it's amazing. As much as I understand nutrition, what it shows me, I see how my blood sugar stays stable while I'm sleeping, at what point it drops, at what time it starts to pick up. I see throughout the day, even if I'm fasted, how my body responds to it, because everybody knows that I do a Wednesday to Thursday dinner to dinner fast, and I see my blood sugar is very similar to the days that I eat. So I also get to see the foods that I eat, if it's spiking my blood sugar or keeping it stable, which is vital for health and weight management. So of course, your boy is going to have a gift for you, right? If you go to NutriSense.io/matteroverMind and use code ZECOHEALTH, you will get a 30% discount. But I'll make it easy for you. No worries. I'll put the link to the website in the description of the episode. And with that being said, let's move on to the question of the day. How can we create a community in this digital world?
So that's a question for me, right, Zeco?
That's right. You're the man.
How do you do that? It starts off with talking to one person. It's understanding that the person on the other side of the lens is the person that is most important. So it's not just talking to one person, but it's creating an avatar for yourself. It's creating a habit of being empathetic to who your audience is, because if you're on camera, and unless it's a Zoom session, where you have a group of people, but even then you still have to work on this muscle, this skill set of learning how to communicate through the lens to make people feel inclusive. And then you start building community with those and many other skills that are teachable on camera.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And with everything you're saying, I still hear connection in my head. I hear that that's really what it comes down to, is connection. Because you're trying to build up that false world, you're trying to pump people up, but you got to create that connection, the eyesight, the way that you speak and the way you carry yourself on camera, in addition to, of course, great audio and great video and so on and so forth, can really make a difference. So Mason, thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information.
My pleasure. Yeah.
And I would be doing my audience a disfavor, right, if I didn't ask the last question. How can we learn more about your work, my man?
I am so glad you asked. If you're a trainer or you want to become more masterful on camera and presenting, doesn't matter what your profession is, I have a 3-day masterclass that is completely 100% free. And you just go to my website and sign up there. My website is Megamace, MegaMace.com, Megamace. And I would love that. I go in depth and there's more stuff like storytelling, and you'll learn from some of my other master trainers that I've worked with over the years. So that is completely free, 3-day masterclass.
Fantastic. And of course, his information will be in the show notes, which will be in the description of the episode. Because again, I like to make it easy. And the show notes are going to be ZikaHealth.com/. Can you guess what it's going to be? Megamace.
Megamace.com. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, my friend. Anytime. And with that being said, we're out of here for today.
Thanks for joining the Matter Over Mind Experience. If you got good content out of this or any of my shows, save, subscribe, and share it with anyone who needs this information. Remember, always take the scenic route and enjoy the ride.